Well, I'd like to say this for a person who says that, well, I've already withdrawn. If he's a member in good standing, well, that's all right for him to change his membership. There's nothing wrong about that. But if it's a disorderly member who says, well, I've already withdrawn, the church ought to go ahead and take action. Don't care what he's done, but you've got an obligation also for the benefit of the world and the other members.
Let me rearrange what I said. I think that it was not completely understood. The attitude is that these people who have fallen away, that they're considered, they have already withdrawn themselves, and thus we excuse ourselves, and often elders do, from doing anything about them. In other words, we just say, well, they're gone anyway. There's no need for us to take any action or to say anything. We just let them stay gone.
I'd say this, that if it's their practice not paying attention to what the members are doing, well, I think it made it very fine for the members to say, well, we'll withdraw. If you won't do it, we'll just withdraw ourselves. If that's their practice, I think the church is doomed under conditions like that. It's pathetic.
We've used up the time allotted.